That takes away a little bit from the first two things I just said, which is that, you know, let me say it this way. It takes away from the second one, not necessarily from the first one. Because if you believe that Rabbi Yossi's shita doesn't work so well without this other side of the coin, you know, it's hard to say, well, isn't that already implicit in the Mishnah and Makos? Anyways, that's what you need to say according to Balei Tosis. Then what you end up with, possibly, is Rabbi Yossi, you know, even more Lishitaso, according to Balei Tosis' view about Kaf. Okay. The view that Rabbi Yossi doesn't require anything, right, put Rabbi Yossi under a lot of pressure, according to Balei Tosis, in another issue. What other issue, Avi? Also, Tosis in Balvasra, Tosis is here in Sanhedrin. If Rabbi Yossi really doesn't, the other view, not the Tosar Rajba view, but if Rabbi Yossi really doesn't require even Kavana Lahoy, never mind Hasra, what's that? Excellent. Ein Eid Nasa Dayan. Why? So Tosis, the way Tosis formulates it, Rabbi Yehuda holds like Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yehuda seems to hold that Shlosha, you know, Shaholchu Levaker, you know, Sachola, that you can sometimes say the din of what? Lotehe Shmia Gedola Meiriya, meaning that they can serve as Dayanim if they do so, right, immediately. So how could that be according to Rabbi Yossi? This is the question. Why? Because if you hold at minimum that you require Kavana Lahaid, and certainly if you require that, you know, you actually require Haggadah, or maybe in between if you require Zimun Lahaid, right? So there are plenty of situations where you have somebody, you have Edei Ri'iya, right, who are not shame-aid, you know, sufficiently, right, to disqualify from, on the basis of Ein-aid, Nasa Dayan, and therefore you can have, you know, Gimel Shur, you know, Holchu Levaker, who, if they want to be Dayanim right off, you can say, Lotei Shmia Gedola Mi Re'iya. But if you think that the Re'iya B'li Kavana is sufficient to create that status, and you think that that status is all that you require for Ein-aid Nasa Dayan, so then it's going to be very difficult to explain how there is such a case of Lotei Shmia Gedola Meri'iya. Right? That is the question. You have the line here in Tosin, might as well read it in Tosin Sanhedrin. We're going to read the whole first part of Tosin Sanhedrin in a minute, but just if you could pick out those lines, that's kind of where, one of the reasons that motivated Tosar Rajba, or to conclude that it's not true, that there's no such shita. Right? You have it? Avi, go ahead. The question he asks originally in Rabbi Yehuda, right? So it's one of those Tosas in which, you know, every line is good. Go ahead. One second. We're recording Lamafre a little bit, so. One second. You know, start from the Lo Kapirish Rabbeinu Shmuel just for a second. Lo Kapirish Rabbeinu Shmuel Shapirish Bi Alma. Shiniskavin Lahayid Amrina Nimsachemem Karva Apostle. I just have a tale of Chainin and Shaina Nasa Dayan. Vedictek Midamrina Beperk Achadine Maminis. Gimel Shiniksa Lavakar Sakola. Mash Medafka Shiniksa Lavakar. Velo Niskavinu Lahayid Amrina Ratso Osa Dayan. Avon Niskavin Lahayid Ain Osa Dayan. Right? We'll get back to that. Okay, right. But Od Nir Lari, the Dakdek, the Lo Amrina Nene Nasa Dayan Aleda Meid. Go ahead. Dilo Te Mahachi. Pasuk Rabbi Alacha Kirab Yosi. Mechavin Lahaid. If that's what Rabbi Yosi really means, right? Rabbi Yehuda Kamar. Shenichnas to the Vakar Sakola. So how can he be ever Osadin? I mean, how can he ever? Oh, Lahai Perush. Leisa Rabbi Yosi.
Shru Shlosha Kahim Kistin, Lobus and Hedrim, Hatmacharagan and Nefesh, Shru Apple P, Shru Beyond.
How could, is it really true that Rabbi Yossi would deny Lo Teishmiya Gedola Maria, namely that a Bezdin can act on its own, B'toras Bezdin, skipping the Eidos part, and not be possible Lidin Einei Nasa Dayan? Miu, you were the Rajba, the Hanilo Parkin, Ninu, Rabbi Yossi Al Koch, Lesa, Shiyase, Berea, Vafili Yoy, the Besof. Right? Rabbi Yossi, who the Amar, Chiu Pishnai, Master, and Bobi, the whole thing is wrong. But according to Rashi, it's not wrong. According to the Rashbam, it's not wrong. According to the first part of Tosis here, it's not wrong. Right? So what do you do? That's an interesting, both for Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi, what are you going to do about Lo Teishmiya Gedola Maria? According, that's one of the charms, that's one of the benefits of Tosis HaRashba, which we just analyzed, right? But what are you going to say for Rashi and for Off? So, interesting. There is a comment, the Rabbi Shlomo Kluger in the Chokhmah Shlomo in Shulchan Aruch in Siman Lamed Vav has a comment where he says, even according to the people, the most minimalist people who think that just being present passively makes you an aid, at minimum you have to know what's going on. Right? So, knowing what's going on is a minimum requirement, even according to Rabbi Yossi, according to that view, you know, to being an aid. Okay, I don't know if it helps you for this problem, but at least they're trying to, you know, find, you know, some sort of you know, limitation for Rabbi Yossi. But what I would answer to this question is as follows. And that is, again, and this is not in the Rapashut, but the whole Yesod here in Tosis, which we're going to get to back to in a second, the Bali Tosis are assuming that the Din of Einei Nasa Dayan, right, depends on, they think it depends on Haggadah, because they think that Haggadah is Koveh the Shem Eidus. We'll get back to that. But basically, it's a functional clash, you know, between the Eidus and the Dayanus. And they project on, you know, Rashi and the Rashbam, who hold that the Shem Eidus Nikba Biriyah, and that Einei Nasa Dayan already applies to an aid haroa. We'll get back to this in a couple of minutes. You know, the same idea, right? That, you know, if really Shem Eid depends on Shasriya, so then we should already say Ein Eid Nasa Dayan, and that's where they have their problems and their difficulties, okay? Because for them, Ein Eid Nasa Dayan is in, it's a, the status of aid, right? It disqualifies you from being, you can't wear two hats, and if you have a Shem Eid, then you can't be a Dayan. Oh. But what one might say is that maybe in all of the, even if that is true, maybe shiny Rabbi Yossi, maybe you Dafka can't say this for Rabbi Yossi. Because for Rabbi Yossi, as opposed to for Rebbe, who requires at least Kavana Lahoy, never mind maybe even Hasra in the case of Nefashos, or maybe Hasra Nefashos is another way of saying Kavana Lahoy. Maybe that seems to be two days in the Rishonim also. But at least then you assume the status, and there is a status of aid. Right? So we could say there's a mamad of aid, you're electing to be an aid, and by being an aid, even if, you know, you haven't been made, you haven't been magid bebezdin yet, by choosing to be an aid, that's a stature, and by virtue of it being a stature and a choice, so then you're mufka midayanus, you can't wear two hats. Even if it's not a pragmatic functional conflict, meaning, let's say you wanted to be an aid. That's the, what they're asking, right? You want to be an aid. You know, you had kavana lahoy, you have a shame aid, right? And then, you know, you decide to want to function as a dayan, and you want to use different aidin, not yourself. It's not that you want to be made, you want to be done, I'll pee your own aidus. Okay? No, it doesn't make a difference, right? There is, and that's a very important yesod, right? According to these Rishonim. Shame aid, right? The status of aid is mufka milios dayan. But maybe that's the point, at least because you elected to be so, and because it takes more than your passive presence, right, to create that status. Maybe dafka for Rabbi Yossi, what you would say is that that's not sufficient for Ein Eid Nasa Dayan. It's true for the Rebbe, it's not true for Rabbi Yossi. I think it's a promising suggestion for Rabbi Yossi. Okay. Yeah.
And instead, Rabbi Yossi would require a Gadah in order to Yeah. When he does give
either that Rabbi Yossi would require actual Haggadah, even according to Rashi and the Rashbam, because of their understanding of Rabbi Yossi, or at minimum, maybe it would require, you know, Kavanah, if there was a Chalos of, you know, not just being a Shemei, but, you know, kind of a stature of it, you know, would Hasra'a or Kavanah or Hazmana, you know, whatever those things are, maybe that would give him, if that thing existed. Haggadah part certainly exists. Okay, and I think that there's some evidence of that as well. Okay, you know what we're going to do is, let's look at the beginning of Tosis and use that as a way of, just before I do that, okay, let's start with Tosis, the beginning part, and then we'll use that to clarify some of the other issues that we want to examine. So basically, we're interested in figuring out what is Koveya Legabe Shem Eid for these three halachos, and Shavu Tzatzah Bat Lakula, which is our topic here, Ein Eid Nasa Dayan, which is the sugya in Baal Basra and Rosh Hashanah, and so on, and Tchilas V'Sofa B'Kashrus, which is less connected, according to the Rishonim, but still something which belongs in the topic, the sugya Andaf Kuf Chaf Ches. Okay. So let's look at the presentation of Tosis here as a way of fleshing out some of the shitos. Again, we're skipping a lot, but we're going to do what we can. Go ahead. Who's reading? What? Oh, Adam, go ahead. Yeah. The first parakam of the Makos. The first
parakam of the Makos. Halki avinam lehu. Las kudei asisu olamatsi asisu. I amrei las kudei asinan. Nimtza echa mehen karav apostol. I do some betela. I amrei lamatsi asinan. My eyes are shnei achim echule.
Yeah.
Benir lari. The mishom shen is kavnu lehoin. Lo amrina nimtza echa mehen karav apostol. I do some betela.
Yeah, so this is a total rejection, right, of Rashi and the Rashbam's Shita, Rashi and Makos and Rashbam in Bava Basra, that Re'iya is Koveya, Rashi says at least for Eidu Shabbatah B'Tosah Bat Lakula, and the Rashbam says both for, Rashbam Bava Basra connects Eidu Shabbatah B'Tosah Bat Lakula and Ein Eid Nasa Dayan. Right, and the Pashtus, it sounds like Rashi and the Rashbam, we'll see if we have a chance to qualify it, both think two things. Number one, that the Shem Eid is Nikba Al Yidei Re'iya, right? According to Rabbi Yossi, below Klum, and according to Rebbe, you know, at least Bikavana, right? Moreover, the second assumption is that Batla Matzasa, Batla Kula, and Ein Eid Nasa Dayan are Nikba Al Yidei the Shem Eid. Because you could have said that there is a Shem Eid, right, but maybe Batla Matzasa Batla Kula requires more tziruf, or maybe even a Hagdara of Kat, which is even more tziruf than that. You could have said that Ein Eid Nasa Dayan requires some sort of greater functional conflict, you know, than merely the Shem Eid. Although I've suggested a second ago that maybe there's a difference between a Shem Eid which you actually voluntarily adopt and which isn't automatic, and one, you know, which is automatic. So it sounds like the Rashbam and Rashi are assuming two things, right? Number one, the Shem Eid is Nikba Beriya. Number two, that it's enough for those two issues. Okay. And Tosis is rejecting that. And the question is, what is Tosis rejecting about it? Is he saying that Shas Re'iya is not even Koveya Legabe Shem Eid? Or is he saying that Batla Matzasa Batla Kula requires Tziruf beyond the Shem Eid? And if so, what's he going to say about Ein Eid Nasa Dayan, or the possibility of distinguishing between them? Moreover, according to Tosis, who's calling with Rashi, does Shas Re'iya matter at all? Is it both that are required? Right? Is it either, if it's both, what is the relationship between them? Is it solely Haggadah and Re'iya simply Hefshir B'Alma? What's going on? Okay. Certainly, if you look at the Gemara in Makos, the Gemara's Havamina was that Re'iya is a significant point in time, because the Gemara says Elamayata Harayatzil, right? And that only, so again, Rashi is careful to say that that question is particularly according to Rabbi Yossi, because he is very sensitive to this. He's saying, oh, the Skaven, you know, doesn't apply, Lahoid doesn't apply to Haro. Fine. But even according to, but according to Tosis, the question is even sharper, because if you think that Re'ia alone is never sufficient, that Gemara is difficult to read, which is why the Bali Tosis have to come to a radical, semi-radical conclusion, which, you know, as a Parshan, you wouldn't want to, not a terrible thing to have to concede, but you wouldn't concede it unless you have to, and that is, yeah, in Akanami, that the Hava Mina of the Gemara really does think that Re'ia is part of the story, but part of the Maskana, right, is to reject that, right? Whereas Rashi doesn't have to say that at all. Rashi says the Maskana, you know, fine-tunes it. It doesn't necessarily reject it. Okay? Keep going. So that's one of the things we need to look at. Yeah, this again, the comment about Rabbi Yossi before the Tosa Rajba part. So basically, let's stop here for 1 second. So Rak Ede Hagada, the proof is that otherwise every wedding, every divorce would be subject to Batla Miktsasa, Batla Kula. Okay. So what do we say about that? So there's first of all something to note, and that is Tosis in Makos, in the name of Rabbeinu Chaim, right? Probably Rabbeinu Chaim Cohen. What does he say, Chaim? Don't know what Rabbeinu Chaim says? Rabbeinu Chaim says? Tosa Makos? Noah? Chaim? Wait, another Chaim. Tosa Makos? You got a chance to see it? David? That may be the Tziruf. Isaac? Yeah. Who do you say it to, or who determines that? You ask the psulim, did you intend to join, you know, in this edus? And Bali Tosa don't like it partially for this reason, right? What do they say?
So they say you ask the ksherim.
It's who, did the ksherim intend to band together with the psulim? So of course that would help tremendously. That's one of the reasons you have it there. It's to answer partly this question, right? Yeah. It's in terms of Dina Nefashos, but same idea. Go ahead. Yeah. So what kind of halacha? So that's number one you should know. That's an important machlokas. Rishonim and the poskim. That's important for this issue too. Many of the poskim quote that idea of Reb Chaim Cohen to partially solve this question as well. What kind of halacha is that though? A shem aid halacha or a tziruf lakat halacha? Yeah. The shem aid seemingly, right, should depend on the person, right? So if a pasul wants to make himself an aid because he's miskaven lahoid or whatever it is, or mizuman lahoid, etc., that should depend on him. But if the point is that you need one integrated kat, so then you might say, well, any part of the kat, to be an integrated kat, all parts of the kat have to agree. And on the contrary, you know, otherwise you have two kite. They do. The ksherim don't, are gores the other. So that is also an important perspective, as we'll soon see others, that this, there are two different issues here. One is shame aid, it's at least with regard to batla tosa batla kula. The other is the din of tziruf lekat. Of course, the ritva that we mentioned numerous times, both in Gittin and especially in Kiddushin, second parak, directly addresses this question and says what? Shmuley, you saw it? Yeah, in Kiddushin or Gittin?
You have to specifically, that anyone who sees the Kiddushin will be sorry.
Yeah.
Therefore, you have to have specific intent on who's going to be.
Therefore, you have to have Yichud Pa'edim, meaning the there has to be a Yichud Eidim to separate, you know, the Eidim Ksherim from everybody, which is the Minog of Klal Yisrael in many places. Right, when you do a wedding, to be miyached, you know, the Eidim, that they should, you know, not join together with psulin. It's a kind of half Reb Chaim Cohen and a half a Ritva. And what's the idea behind that? So, because the Ritva holds like Rashi and the Rashbam. That's his answer. You need Yuchad Edim, and Bali Tosis in different places say, you know, Me Olam Lo Matzino, that you require Yuchad Edim at a wedding. Okay, the Ritva thinks you do require Yuchad Edim at a wedding. Okay, the Ksos in Simon Lamed Vav, Siv Katan Aleph, initially says, you know, we should be Machmir for the Ritva. It's, you know, it's Eishasish, other things. So you should be Miyachad Edim at a wedding. Then later on in Siv Katan, like Zion, or whatever it is, he basically, I'll explain in just a second, using the rationale, ironically, of the Ritva, basically eliminates the problem, you know, in a in an opposite fashion. Meaning, what is the Ritva's? But let me just explain for a second. So the Ritva holds like the like Rashi and the Ritva. Really, the Ritva holds like the Rashi and the Ritva, and that's why he. The Ritva holds like the Rashi and the Rashbam, and therefore he requires Yichud Eidim.
The Ritva says that the Eidus itself, the Kedushin needs the Eidus itself.
Yeah.
Therefore, just by having an event, by seeing the event itself, you're sorry.
Yeah. As opposed to? Let's say Edom on a Kinyan, Edom on a murder, Edom on a Nezek. Yeah. Now, the Ritva draws an important distinction between, in the big debate between the Rishonim, namely Rashi and the Rashbam, let's say, who say that the Shemei depends on Shas Ri'iya, and the Bali Tosis and most Chachmei Svarad, who say that everything depends on Shas Agada, the Ritva makes a fascinating distinction. And says it depends. If we're dealing with Eide Birur, so that depends on Shas Agada. If we're dealing with Eide Kiyum, where it's their solemnizing presence, right, which is Koveya, right, it uplifts, it gives, you know, different stature to maybe even some transcendence to the ceremony, what we discussed a lot last year. So if that's the case, then it's their presence, Bishas Ria. So it makes sense, says the Ritva, it's a very remarkable Shita, but a very compelling one logically, that Ede Re'iyar Koveya for Ede Kiyum, whereas Ede Haggadah are Koveya for Ede Biur. But if that's the case, then Hadra Kusha Leduchta, Dafka, every wedding, every divorce, you know, is going to be subject to the problem of Batla Matasa, Batla Kula. So the Ritva says, yeah, that's why you need Yichud HaEdim, right? The same Ritva explains that that's why Edim Sheb. You know, hitminu me'achorei hageder, but if there are edim there, but the Bali dinim don't know about it, that's not going to work. Not because they could say, oh, we were just, you know, we didn't know there was edim there, we didn't take it seriously, m'shat ani bach, but because to qualify as edei kiyum, to contribute in this way, right, there has to be an awareness of the edim, of their presence. That's part of the das, lekadesh, is to know that there were edim. So what's fascinating is that the ksos, in Simin Lamed Vav, basically invokes that point of the Ritva and uses it to come to the exact opposite conclusion. He basically says, there's no problem of Batla Matzasa Batla Kula in Eide Kiyum, because Eide Kiyum, right, have to be with the awareness and das of the Balei Dvarim. If it were just Eide Birur, I'm expanding it a little bit. He says it in a more pragmatic way. Like, oh, the Eide the Balei Dvarim are only going to want, you know, to sanction the presence of Edim Sheirim, not Edim Psulim. So Edim Psulim are in the category of Edim Sheomdim Me'achorei Hageder, if you will. I think one could say it in a more even fundamental way, and that is that, you know, to qualify as Edim in a more passive way, right, makes sense in Biror, because that's what it is. It's Lo Yibrisadi El Lashakri. They're just, you know, sources of information. You don't need to have Kavana Lahaid, and you certainly don't need to be acknowledged by the Bali Dinim, you know, to be a source of information. You were there, you witnessed it. It's a passive idea. Rabbi Yossi's, you know, Re'iyah might be enough for that. We were suggesting maybe Rabbi Yossi's Re'iyah is not enough for Ene Nasadayan, you know, but it certainly should be enough, you know, to qualify you to be an aide to testify in court. However, when it comes to Ene Kiyum, right, it's not their passive presence, that's why Machori Ageder, let's say they're Machori Ageder and the people were serious and they're not saying Meshat Ani Bach, I say, you know, yeah, I meant this, you know, with all earnestness, right? And I'm thrilled that there were Edim Machori Ageder, right? Let's say even if you believe them, it wouldn't matter, right? Because the Edei Kiyum play a role in the definition of what's taking place here. So I'm just basically conceptualizing, you know, the Ksot, so I'm taking it a step further. So the idea may be that the Balei Dinim have to recognize the Edei Kiyum, or at least their passive presence, you know, isn't enough to be Mitzarifin. They have to be Mitzuraf al Yedei the Balei Dinim. Maybe you could take it even further. Maybe what you could say, one step even further than that, is that Edei Kiyum, to be a sanctioning presence, have to be Ksheirim. If the Mechayev is the informational part, you could say, you know what, there are people who have the information, but they're possibly Edus. They have a Shemei, they're Edim Psulim. But maybe there's no such thing as a Shame aid puzzle in Edei Kiyum. Because since the purpose is Heksher or Hagdaras Hachalos, maybe only Edei Ksheirim can do that. That's all, admittedly, a much bigger step beyond the Ksos. But ironically, one which I think at least might be justified. Okay. Either way, that is the Shita of the Ritva, that is the Shita of the Ksos, and that is two suggestions to take it a giant step further. Okay, let's continue. You mean, what's the question? Everything in the sugya, la sude, la, you know, asisun, lemechsi asisun, that's easier to wave away, because that basically, Bali Tosas are suggesting, means, you know, did they come to court, or did they just remain Edei Ria, as opposed to Rashi who's saying, what is your intention at the time of the Ria? But certainly the Mayasu Shnei Achim, you know, that is much more, or Horog Yatzil, that certainly is about Ria, right? Go ahead. Oh, so Tosa says, yeah, I know it's a little dochek to say Mayasu Shnei Achim. My Asa Shnachem is a far stronger question if you say Rashi and the Rajbam than me, but I think the evidence is compelling, and therefore I think what it really means is, you know, everybody's running to court because everybody's, you know, very... In some Rishonim, they have the rush, I think, in Balbasra, says, oh, you know, Fiyarta Rabbi Kirbecha. Everybody's going to try to come to court and do their civic duty. Plus, this is the, you know, since I'm a, you know, we're all connected to Kew Gardens now, so this is the anti, you know, Kitty Genovese, you know, syndrome. So the basic idea is, oh, you know, even Shnei Achim, maybe they're not going to coordinate, but, you know, they could end up, you know, showing up in court, right? And then the rush is at Ubiarta Rama Kerbecha because they're doing their civic duty, right? That's how Tosis reads the Gemara, which is a little bit more bedochak than Rashi and the Rashbam, but that's doable. Keep going. So this is interesting because Tosis is now acknowledging that even according to their Shita, that the Shemaid is Nikpa, the Haggadah, Re'iya, Kiechad, and Kavana may play a role and may have impact on whether you need Tokhidei Dibor in the Haggadah. You don't need Tokhidei Dibor in the Haggadah if you have a Mitzaref in the Re'iyah. It sounds like Tosis is saying that the Re'iyah is not completely insignificant, which helps a little bit in terms of Tzkilas of itself of Bekashrus, which certainly depends on Re'iyah as well. Keep going. Oh, so this is what I was referring to before, that Hazama may be qualitatively different in a number of these things, because the Mitzaref of Re'iyah in Hazama is a much more problematic issue on two levels. A, if we don't believe that factually, that's the whole point, is that we don't believe that they saw anything, right? That's open to debate, but that's certainly a two-thirds likelihood you know, with a third possibility of saying it's a gzeres hakasu. Moreover, if the mechayiv isn't their ria or edus, but it's their hazama, right? So that also is connected more to the haggadah part. So in haggadah, tok de dibor is a necessity in the mitzaref of hazama, says Tosis, but not as a paradigm, typically for the rest of edus. Even if the shemed is nikba al yidei haggadah, right? It's still a mitzaref of ria, which makes you wonder. Is that just a mitzaref of re'iyah, or is that Tosis's way of saying that even though Haggadah is koveya, Haggadah is the implementation, you know, of re'iyah? Not so much that, you know, re'iyah is the hechsher of hazama. This would be an important question. The Ksos has the following safek, which he, you know, goes through different stadim of. What if there was a difference in the kashrus or paslus of the Eidim between Shas Re'iya and Shas Haggadah, according to the Rishonim, who think that you need kind of both? Or at least according to the Rishonim, who think that you need Haggadah. Right? In other words, let's say, or for either, you can ask this question for Rashi, you can ask it for Tosis, you can ask it for the Ramah, you can ask it for the various Rishonim. Right? Let's say, you know, the typical cases is that you have Eidim who are psulim, and the debate is, what's the critical moment? Is it Re'iyah or Haggadah? But according to the Re'iyah people, what if they were Pasul B'Shas Haggadah? And according to the Haggadah people, what if they were Pasul B'Shas Re'iyah? Right? Would that matter at all? The answer probably is, it depends whether or not you need both. You need either. If you do need both, do you need both as halves? Do you need both because one is Koveh and the other, you know, just as it's more concretized expression? And if so, which one? Again, I don't want to go into details because it'll take too long, but you get the idea. So Tosis here and elsewhere, and some other Rishonim, suggesting that even for the Mandamar Haggadah Re'iyah, maybe Koveya is important. Now, if you take the view that Haggadah is Koveya for these Dinim, meaning for Batal Mitzasa, maybe for Eid Nasa Dayan, but you even want to acknowledge that the Shem Eid is Nikba Al Yidei Re'iyah, meaning there are two different issues. Does the Rashi and the Rashbam are right about the Shem Eid? They're just wrong in thinking that Shem Eid is Koveya Legamri for Batal Mitzasa and or, right, Eid Nasadai. Then certainly there are two critical moments. Right? And then certainly this question of, you know, what happens if you're kosher in one and pasul in the other, you know, would be treated in a certain different way. Okay? Clear? Yeah. It sounds like Tziruf in Tosis. In Tosis. I'm just saying, if you take the other view, which we'll see in a second, I think is implied by Tosis above Basra, I think says it explicitly, right, that there's a possibility of saying the Shemaid is Nikba Al Yudei Re'iyah. But Batla Matosa Batla Kula requires Tziruf Lakat in addition. And that requires Haggadah Bevezdin, right? Tosis here doesn't sound so much like that. It sounds like the part of the Haggadah of the Tziruf is based on Re'iyah. Even if the total Shemaid is Haggadah, it's still got to be a Haggadah, which is Mitzuref B'Re'iyah Kiachas. Another issue, which may depend on this, I'll mention now in case I don't get a chance to mention it later, is Eishuvah Tosis Batla Kula in Eidus Miuchedes. Right, in Dine Mamanis. So it's fascinating. There's a tshuva of Rabbi Kiveger where he discusses the Greshut base. Even for Rabbi Yossi, what will you say about Eidus Miuchedes, Batla Matasa, Batla Kula, even in the Fashos, where it doesn't work? Now, for Rabbi Yossi really doesn't require practically anything to create a shame aid other than the fact that he saw it. So maybe even in the Fashos, that's the most extreme. Even in the Fashos, even in Eidus Miuchedes, which doesn't work, is still there, but they're both shame aids, right? So it's Batla Miktasa, Batla Kula. That sounds pretty extreme. The Ksos has a big dion, not in the Fashos according to Rabbi Yossi, but a big dion in Mamanus, according to Rebbe, whether you say Batla Miktasa, Batla Kula, and Eidus Miuchedes. And he notes that it's really a debate. The Ritva and Makos quotes the Rabbi Avad. He and the Rabbi Avad have this debate. So it could be a debate about Eidus Miuchedes. It could be a debate about Eidus Shabbat L'Batasa Batakula. Right? But the point may be, it could be a good way of pinning down this question. Because Eidus Miuchedes being kosher and Dine Mamedes, according to Rebbe, gives each one the status of a shame aid, for sure. But what you might say is that in Eidus Miuchedes, even if each one is a shame aid, they're not Metzuref as a kat until they come to Bezdin. Right? So if Batla Metzasa Batla Kula depends simply on the fact that they share a shame aid, and it's what I would say, it's like a post-cell, you know, it's an infection that you actively pass and very minimum with minimum, you know, tziruf, then maybe even then. But if you require some sort of tziruf, and that's the reason why, then you'd say, oh, Eidus Miuchedes works in Dini Mamanis, but it doesn't mean that there's no chalos of katachas b'shasriya, and the nafkamina will be batel matzasa batel kula. So that's a debate between the Ravi Abad and the, meaning the father-in-law, the Ravid, and the Ritva. And the Ksos, as I say in, I think, Sivkot and Dalid, in Simen Lamed Vav, has an extensive discussion of that as well. That might be a way of highlighting this problem, although even without it, obviously, it's an open question. Yeah?
That question would also only be applicable to two out of the three halachos, meaning not tefillah, but some of the
kashas. Yeah, I'm talking about the mitzvah, about the kula.
And I'm
not even sure whether it would apply to a nasadayin. We'll see in a moment. Because I think you have to ask these questions independently, and we'll see in a moment. Even in Tosis, it's mashma like that a little bit. Okay, as we'll see in a second. Go ahead. What's the answer to the question of Harig Yatzil? Go ahead. So maybe that's the pshat. Tosa says there in Makos that the kaimei davar kasa medaber, just like la sude asisu or la mechse asisu, is where the Gemara turns 180 degrees and says that it depends on the Haggadah as opposed to the Re'iyah. But again, this is Tos acknowledging that at least in the Hava Amina, we have to admit that there was a view that Re'iyah was Koveya, not only Lagabe Shemeid, but Lagabe Batla Matasa Batla Kula, right? It's just that the Maskana, we're turning our back on that. Maybe that's what the Maskana means. Okay? So before we get to the next line, which is the Chain Le'inyan, you know, read the next line, and then, well, the chen le'inyan. Okay, so I just want to make the deal before we continue to discuss that. I just want to make the diuk that it says nir l'ri. I mean, Tosis wasn't sure. Tosis was considering the possibility that even if batla b'ktasa batla kula depends on Haggadah, that Ein Eid Nasadayin could depend on Re'iyah, and then Tosis is trying to prove that it's not the case. Right? Why? How could there be anything but once you decide that Haggadah is Koveya the Shem Eid, you certainly need a Shem Eid, which is defined by Haggadah for Ein Eid Nasadayin. Right? So was the Gemara, was Tosis' Hava Mina? Yeah, maybe you could say that when it comes to Batla Mitzasa Batla Kula, the reason that you need Haggadah and not Re'iyah is not Noveya from the Shem Eid, but from the Din of Tziruf. And maybe, when it comes to Nasa Dayan, that doesn't depend on Tziruf. That depends on the Shem Eid. And that's what Tosis had Hava Mina to say, even more explicitly, in Baal Basra. But in theory, one could also say exactly the opposite. You could say, just one more second, that Batl Masasa Batl Kula is a Din in the Shem Eid, like we find with Rabbi Yossi, right? But maybe Ein Eid Nasadayan requires something more functional. That was my suggestion for Rabbi Yossi just a couple minutes ago. Yeah. Where? Yeah, you do. 100%. Well, I'll suggest in a minute that maybe there's a way not to Ein Eid Nasadayan. But everything I've said so far is that you do. What I'm saying is, doesn't it sound like Tosis that you, in theory, could live with the conclusion that you need Eid Hameid for Batla Mitzasa, but Eid HaRoa is enough for Ein Eid Nasadayin. Sounds that way. And that's Tosfos Balbatzer. So I'm saying, how would you explain that? By saying that the shame aid which you require for both, you have b'shas riya, just the additional din kat is required only for batla mitzasa, batla kula. Now I'm going to say, I said the same idea, but in the opposite application for abyosi, namely, that for batla mitzasa, batla kula, not according to Tosfos Rashi Mishan, I mean the Rashba, but for everybody else, that in order to apply batla mitzasa, batla kula, you don't even need kavanah l'hoid, because all it depends on is the shame aid. But maybe for ein aid, nasadaya, you need to assume the status, to elect to be an aid, and to be an aid that has stature, not just, you know, information where it's a passive idea. That is the same idea, but with the opposite consequence, saying that ein aid nasadaya isn't enough, it requires more. Okay, that's exactly what we're saying.
How could you suggest that how God does a mitzarif, if Tosfos says that
So the answer may be that as long as the re'iyah is mitzaref, so then the...
It brings out the tzeruv in the re'iyah.
Correct.
Now, assuming the re'iyah is the ikar koreya for the tzeruv.
When you have a re'iyah ha-mitzarefes, that's a mitzaref, even if you don't have hagadah tokedei dibur. That would be the idea. As opposed to saying that really the shame aid comes from re'iyah, and you just also need hagadah. That's what we were talking about before. I think those are two ways to say it, but it sounds in Tosis... even earlier, that Haggadah is Koveya for the Shem Aid, but for Tziruf purposes, you know, you could still invoke Re'iyah. Now, this, I think, that helps a little bit for the Kasa of the Kashrus as well. Now, this idea, just before I get to the rest of Ein Aid Nasa, let's read the part about Ein Aid Nasa, then I want to get back to Mekayim Yadavar just for a minute. Yeah.
Didn't you say that Tosfos at the Hab, you know, that Ein Aid Nasa Dayan is Mishas Re'iyah, but the Shem Aid Ein Mikvah until Shas Haggadah? And you had a question, how could you say that?
Because no, I'm saying the opposite. Okay. I'm saying that shame aid nasad ain aid, I'm saying aid, the Havamina Tosis was ain aid nasadayan depends on Riyah.
Right.
Even if you hold the Batla Batosa Batla Kula, depends on Haggadah.
Oh, okay.
The point I'm trying to make, that what would have been, but given Tosis's conclusion, the idea would seem to be no. The re'iyah may be a mitzaref, you know, which can substitute for token de dibor and so on, but the shame aid itself is nikba ayyadei haggadah, and therefore it's common to both. That's what I was trying to say. Now, if you look at the Mishonim in other places, if I get a chance to document this in a couple of minutes, I will. Hagos Hashri, the Rush, the Ramban, and so on, when they quote this shita of aid hameid versus aid haroah, sometimes they focus on tziruf, and sometimes they focus on, you know, he's not an aid unless he's made. But it's interesting that even then, some of them project this back on Rashi and the Rajban, which is fascinating. For example, the Ramban and Babasra, Kufya Dalid, and even more so the Mukha Yosef and Sanhedrin, Daflama Dalid, seem to say, oh, Rashi and the Rajbam, even though they hold that it depends on Shas Re'iyah, it's because they kind of see Re'iyah as the equivalent of an aid made, or like his Re'iyahs is Tchilas Ha'edus. Right? So, it's interesting. Some Bali Tosis may think that the Haggadah is like the concretization of his Re'iyah. And some views in Rashi and the Rajbam may think that the Re'iyah is kind of Tchilas Haggadah. Interesting. And there could be enough Gemina in that, too. But in the range, it's important. So, go ahead, let's finish Ein Aid Nasa Dayan for a minute. The Hataima, which is a fascinating application, maybe like the Rishon, but it's very, certainly if you took the Beis Halevi view that it's a shiur in the Tochen HaEdos, that doesn't make any sense. It obviously means the actual threat of implementing it, like the Note of Yehuda, which is the Rishonmi view about Edos Krovim, about Dayanim Krovim, and Edom Dayanim Krovim, and it's also the view here of Tosis in Ein Aid Nasa Dayan. Everybody with me on that? Right, I'm going to go a little quick, but things that we've discussed, okay? The Kivan She'edim Ba'atzmam
Like
Yirtzu L'Kavala Oh, Mishum Elo Ha'edim Lifnei Hashem Elo Ha'dayanim, right? Yeah, even if it doesn't mean functionally that they're doing both, right? It means the hat wearing is also. Yeah. Velo kapira sharav shbam. Now it's interesting. The Rajbam does link Einas Adayan and Bata Mitzasa to his Shita Beria in Bava Basra. Rashi, and he projects on Rashi too. Rashi really only said what he said, right? In Bata Mitzasa Bata Kula, right? Okay. Keep going. Velo kapira Rashi. Shapir's Biam or Shbam, Shaniskavin Lahayid.
Shaniskavin Lahayid, Amrina Nimsa Ephemim Korba Apostle, Yudhim Batela, Vechain, Lahayid, and Chain, or Nizadayan.
Right, assuming that both of those just depend on the Shemaid and the Shemaid is Kaveh. Okay.
Dig dig with the Amrina Perik, Echot, in a Momonos, Shlosha Shinich to Lavaker, Sahola, Hule, Mashma Dav Kashinich to Lavaker, Veloniskavin Lahayid, Amrina and Ratsu Osin did. Avon, the Skavin Lahayid, Ain't Osin did.
Yeah. So it's interesting. That diuk, right? What are you going to do with kavana mattering or not mattering according to other rishonim? So one view is that there's no such. They just don't like the diuk. I think it's, you know, it's interesting but not a compelling diuk. Is it also possible that the diuk is correct, but instead of concluding that it's koveya legabe shemeid, maybe it's koveya legabe the psul of being a dayan? Everybody with me? In other words, the Rajbam makes a distinction between, you know, a levaker, right, which he thinks is lack of kavana, as opposed to niskaven, you know, lahoy, where you're going to be pasul. So you could just say it's not a good diuk. Right? He's reading with too much of a magnifying glass. Okay, it's not, you know, it's not Torah Shebitzav. So, but if it is a good diuk, what do you do if you hold like Balitosis that everything depends on Haggadah? So maybe the point is that this would be what I meant in response to Isaac's question. Isaac asked me a couple of seconds ago, I think you were asking this also, is it possible to say that Ein Eid Nasa Dayan applies even before you're a Shemaid? So I think very unlikely, you know, and that's kind of what the assumption of most Rishonim are. But if you want to make this diuk, then the answer is maybe. Meaning, maybe the idea, but then not because A, de nasa dayan, but because the exclusive focus on your dayanus is a prerequisite for being a dayan. In other words, anything that makes you even a potential aid, or somebody who initially, you know, perceived himself as an aid, even if that doesn't create a shame aid, you know, legabe, batla batasa, batla kula, etc., maybe it does, you know, exclude you from being a dayan because you still haven't come to this, you know, kind of endeavor, you know, in a completely detached, you know, manner. Only if you're a levaker can you be a dayan. But if you're an eskavin lahayid, even though it doesn't give you the status of an aid, it's still enough to, it depends what is it about, you know, dayanus that is undermined by kavana lahayid. So that is something to think about. Anyway, I want to take a break for a second. Not a break. I want to step back for a second just because I need to get it in and I need to get on the Sugya and Daf Yud for a couple of minutes. And that is to say as follows. So this idea, basically, one thing emerges is how to read the Gemara and Makos. Right? We talked about Rav Yossi and Rebbe, Lemekse Asisun, La Sude Asisun, and then we also add Rabbeinu Chaim, right, in the Balitosis, how he reads that, how Balitosis read it, how Rashi reads it. Oh. But one of the most important things is how do you read the Maskana of the Gemara, Elamiata Horeg Yatzil, and the answer of the Gemara in Makos, the Mekai Medavar, Hakasuv Medaber. So according to Rashi, and according to Rajbam and so on, the answer is, you know, mostly that there's a difference between kavana lahayid, let's say, and being passive. And for Rabbi Yossi, it remains a bit of an issue, a problem. Right? According to Balitosis, the answer is, oh, this is the transition of the Gemara. When the Gemara says, b'mekai medavar, akosu medaber, the Gemara means, edim hami'idim, not edim haroim. Is there another way to read the Gemara? So there is another very prominent way to read that Gemara, and that is the way that is associated with the Rimigash and the Ravid. So the background is as follows. Again, the world knows it mostly as the Ravid and gave him the credit, and that's okay because the Ravid is a, you know, credit-worthy person. Even the Ravid may have, you know, first inherited this from his father-in-law, the Rabbi Abad. That's why I went to look at Chuvas HaRavid, but I'm not going to be able to go into all the details now. But it seems like the earliest exponent of this fascinating idea is really the Rimi Gash. And it comes up in two contexts, and you could be Mechalik, and also being Magdir this is a little bit challenging. Okay, those are a lot of abstract statements, so now let's get a little more concrete. Oh. So it comes up in two different places. One is the din of Tfilaso V'Sofo B'Kashrus. So what is Tfilaso V'Sofo B'Kashrus? Jakey? With the Gemara in Bava Basra, Kuf Chav Ches, what are the case?
I think it's, yeah.
We get to see it? Gershon David. No, everybody's a little behind. Shmuel. What? Also not? Okay, I'm sorry, I know we are rushing a little bit, but again, we don't have a choice, so. Shua. Joey. Basically, somebody who went in and out of kashrus latest, right? And the Gemara says you need tchilaso v'sofo b'kashrus. What does tchilaso v'sofo mean? B'shas riya, b'shas agada. Correct? If you're not kosher... Now, again, that's a little different than what the Ksos was talking about, which is legabe batla mitzasa batla kula, according to the different shitas, whether it's according to Rashi, who says riya, what about posel b'shas agada? Whether it's according to Tosas, who says Shas Agada, what about Pasul B'Shas Riya? Then your bottom it's also Bad Laku. That's a more, you know, esoteric, subtle question. But the Gemara talks about the need for Tchilosa V'Sofa B'Kashras to be a kosher aid, never mind the infection of the other Edim Sheirim, right? That's a more basic question. And the Gemara says you need Tchilosa V'Sofa B'Kashras. You could have said, especially given the background that we're talking about, if you hold that all we care about is Shas Haggadah, so what do we care that he was insane or just didn't have Das B'Shas Riyah? Right? Assuming that he could still see, let's say he was a Karov, make it easier, right? There's nothing wrong with his judgment if he's a Karov, per se, necessarily, right? So he was a Karov, and then he was Nisrachet B'Shas Haggadah, right? Or he was... you know, just a guy in the street, and then he was Niskarev B'Shas Haggadah. So you could have thought that according to Rashi and the Rajbam, everything depends on Shas Riya. And according to the... Well, that's a little hard to say, because obviously when he's made Bebezin, he certainly has to be kosher. But the other way, let's say, according to the Bali Tosis, everything should depend on Shas Haggadah. What do we care about Shas Riya? Right? But the Gemara says, no, you need Tchilas of Asofa B'Kashras. It's interesting that the Rajbam there... says, makes it sound like, because Ri'iya, he says, oh, Ra'yada, because Ri'iya is an aspect of the process. So that Gemara is easier to explain according to the Rajbam and Rashi. Again, according to Rashi and Rajbam, of course you have to be kosher b'shas agada, that's the edus, that's pashut. According to Bali Tosis, why do you have to be kosher b'shas Ri'iya? That's more of a problem. So I think it's very tempting to say that the Rajbam in Bava Basra is Lashitasa, and that Rashi would also embrace the idea of Tchilasa V'Sofo B'Kashras. Either way, it's a very interesting issue. The problem with it is, in addition to the analysis I just briefly engaged in, is that it seems to be contradicted by a very famous Gemara. Gemara in Bava Basra, and another Gemara in Shavuos Lamed Gimel Wabasra Andaf Mem Aleph. What's that Gemara? I'm sorry, Mem Gimel. Sorry, yeah.
The Sefer Torah.
Yeah, the Gemara says Bnei Yir Shenignu Sefer Torah Shalahem. Again, I'm sorry, we're rushing, but the Gemara says, you know, how are you going to put the guy on trial? You know, everybody is a partner of the Sefer Torah, right? So the Gemara says, well, what's the problem? V'lisalku Beitrei Minayu V'ladaini. Right? Let two people give up their shares in the Sefer Torah. Let them renounce their, you know, their connection to the Sefer Torah. Probably very emotionally difficult to do, right? But the Gemara didn't seem to be troubled by that. We should be troubled that the Gemara wasn't troubled. No, because we want to put away the guy who stole the Sefer Torah. That's, you know, that's also not just an act of theft, probably, right? So, anyways, Basalka Beitrai Minai Vilidai. So the Rishonim ask, Bali Tosis asks, the Rimigash asks, what are you talking about? They were Nogeya Bedavar when the Sefer Torah was stolen, Bishas Riyah, and they're only going to be Kasher, Bishas Haggadah. So that's a violation of the Gemara Bavasra that you need Tchilas of Asofo, Bekashros. Ah. So the Bali Tosis give an answer to the, give two answers to this question. What's what answer they give, and who saw? It's easier to say, who's oh, Joey, go ahead. Are you going to carry like the whole burden, though? I mean, yeah. What does Tosa say in Babasra or Shavuos? The Gemara speaks about Karov, and it speaks about Shota. It's interesting. The Rishonim, Ramban discusses Russia. Also interesting, but they didn't discuss Nogea B'davar, right? So maybe Nogea B'davar, we don't apply the rule of Tchilas of Asofa B'Kashrus. That's what Bali, kind of what the Bali Tosa said, both in Bavasra and in Shavuos. Yeah.
You don't say like Nogea B'davar only takes effect after Haggadah itself?
Say that again?
Maybe Nogea B'davar only takes effect after Haggadah.
What do you mean?
The problem only...
Kind of he's only a Nogea B'davar B'Zman Haggadah? Why is that?
You mean the problem Nogea doesn't inherently affect...
Yeah, no, I think what Tosis is saying is that Nogea, this is an important makar for the din of Nogea B'davar. I think that's what you're saying? Meaning Nogea B'davar is more of a Chshas Sheker and less of a Psil Gavra, so then the Chshas Sheker depends on the Chshas Haggadah. He's not Psil B'Gavra anyway, right? And therefore the Chshas Riyah, there's no problem. It's just that we're not going to be, there's no, not going to be Kabbalas Edus, or... It's either a Kabbalah Seidus problem or a Chshas Sheker problem, or maybe a Chshas Sheker problem and therefore a Kabbalah Seidus problem, and therefore it's only a din of Chshas Haggadah. That seems to be a good makar. Now, other people think about Nogea B'davar, and if we get to Zaborer, you know, hopefully we'll discuss this, that, you know, Nogea B'davar maybe is like Karov Liatzmo. It's hard to say Nogea B'davar is Karov Liatzmo, right, according to these views in Bali Tosis or Michalik between Karov and Nogea. You could still say it, especially based on a line in the Shach, but it's more difficult, put it that way. Anyway, that's one perspective, and that's a chiddush in Nogea B'davar, right? It's a double chiddush, a little bit of Nogea, but a lot of Nogea B'davar, and a little in Tchilas of Asofa B'Kashrus. Fine. However, for example, according to Rashi and Rashbam, if you wanted to say this kind of thing, you'd have to say Nogea isn't a problem in Sheinid at all, only in Kabbalah Seidus or Chshas Sheker, but it doesn't affect his Sheimed B'Chshas Riyah, Ki Huze. Fine. There's an interesting discussion in the Mishnah Melech whether Nogea B'davar generates Edush Batla Mitzasa Batla Kula. Right? That's an interesting question, either about Batla Mitzasa Batla Kula or about Nogea B'davar that is relevant to this as well. That's the famous issue in the Mishnah Melech in Perikei Hilchos Seidus. Fine. The Rimigash has a different answer to this question. Joey, you saw it? Who saw the Rimigash? Robbie, go ahead. Famous, famous Rimigash. Go ahead.
This is the fundamental difference between the Gabriel Dabar and the Psalidus. The Gabriel Dabar doesn't have any shame aid that to make, to activate Ramah Tosam throughout Tosam of Psalm.
What does he call him?
His
what phrase? A Baldabar. Right? This is the famous Rimigash. Ikasha. Amrina called Tchilas B'Sofo the Pasulus B'Sofo B'Kashrus. Pasulus, interesting. Also, just the way you reformulate. The Gemara says Tchilas B'Sofo B'Kashrus, right? The way the Rimigash. You need Kosha Tchilas B'Pasulus B'Sofo B'Kashrus. Pasulus. He kind of rewrote the Gemara. You'll see why in a second. So, Ki Amrina Tchilas B'Pasulus. Afagab B'Sofo B'Kashrus. Pasulus. Heched Ahai Pasulus. Asya. Machmas Kravus. O Pasulus Gazlan. Paslus begufe de sahada. And he's a, it's a psul edim psulin, gavra ed pasul, or psul the edus. Avalech de le slay besada paslus lomachmas cravus lomachmas gazlanus. Elamachmas de kamatile hana misaduse. Hu de lo mekablinan le saduse. You're not mekabel him as an aid, right? Kimad chislahi mine mekablinan le saduse. V'talmud amilsa de shani damida mishum. Deman de mati hana misaduse lav bar edus ninhu. Bahi milsa klal. Tavade lo masid inish lenafshe. V'leke ale shame aid klal. Dal pishnai medim yokum davar amrachmana. What's he mean? He means the Gemara in Makos. Alma inish legabe nafshe lekale shame aid klal. Ki echid et havet tchilasa bepaslas. Bahashta de solik nafshe have ikar edus tchilasa besofa bekashras mikri. Abagabe psul kravus o gazlanus kivin de gufach rinahu de lochazu le saduse ad aid pasul mikri. Hilka chafagav de midke ayu kravus. This is connected with another Rimigash, which we're not going to go into right now, where he also quotes the Mekayme Davar, and that is on Mem Hey Omen Aleph and Mem Dalon Omen Beis and Bava Vasra, where he talks about, the Gemara there talks about Rasha, Lova Rasha Vela Yishalem, that a person's considered Nogamba Davar if it'll help his conscience and reputation, right, that that, you know, his creditor will get paid. In other words, if he's made about a din Torah that puts that establishes, let's say, a lien, right, a mortgage, a shibud, you know, in the hands of the person who's then going to have to pay it to the lova, that's considered negius, says the Gemara, because lova rasha v'lo yishal. Person, you know, he wants his creditor to get his money, right? Even if it's, either way, he's not going to get it from him because he doesn't have any money. So the Rimagash asks, I don't understand. Because of Lova Rasha Vela Yishalem, he's a Nogeya Bedavar. We don't believe him to put money in the hands of the Lokeach for the Shibud. What's worse, having a bad reputation when you don't have any money to pay? You're impoverished, you can't pay. So you feel badly because people are going to say, oh, Lova Rasha Vela Yishalem. Right? He's a bad guy, he took out a loan, can't repay, right? That's one side of the scale. What's the other side of the scale? What, maybe he's going to lie in court because of that, because he's an Ogeya Bedavar, because of that, meaning therefore we think he might lie. What does the halacha think is worse? Lying in court or when you don't have money, you know, you don't have a nickel to rub together, you know, not paying back or not, you know, ensuring or not helping, facilitating the payment of to the creditor, right? No one's going to make a dinner for you if you don't pay your debts, for many reasons, right? But, or at least for two reasons, but at the same time, lying in court is 10 times worse in terms of rishas. So the Rimagash says, I don't understand the Gemara. So the Rimagash says two amazing things. Right? One is that the question of chashash sheker, he says, it doesn't depend on halachic reality. First day, says it. It doesn't depend on halachic reality or what halacha considers to be a worse violation. It depends on human nature. If somebody's reputation in the financial world is more important to him than the Rabbonu Shalom, or he thinks the Rabbonu Shalom is more forgiving than his creditor, you know, then the fact that the halacha views this as a bad trade-off is irrelevant to chashash sheker, no gei b'davar. That's the first view of the Rimigash. Okay, thankfully, there's a second view, which assumes, not that the Metzius is different, but that the halachic reality is koveya. Okay? It says, yeah, it does depend on the hierarchy. No one is going to lie, right, in order to protect their financial reputation. But, he says, the issue in Nogei B'davar is not Kshasheker, according to the second view. It is whether or not he's an attached, objective person, or he's a baldavar. And to be a baldavar means that you have a certain interest in the case, even if you wouldn't lie to protect that aspect or that element of the interest. So you're not going to lie, but the truth is that you do get a fringe benefit in this edus, in that lova rasha v'lo yishalem, even though it pales or is eclipsed by lying. The Rebbe Zeskash says, why? Because the issue in Nogeya is whether you're a baldavar. Baldavar has nothing to do with Kshash Sheker. It's just, you're not Mekayme Davar. The Mekayme Davar are Kosov Medaber. There are Edim Psulim, and there are Baledinim who are Mufka, Meedus. Now that's why I had the emphasis before in the Rimi Gash when he formulates the halacha of tchilaso b'sofa b'kashrus. He says you have to be tchilaso shelo b'paslus, because in the end of the day for the Rimi Gash, what's he really saying? You don't need tchilaso b'kashrus because if he's a bal davar, so he's not an eight pasul. But is he an eight kosher? No, he's not an eight kosher. He's not an eight pasul. He's not an eight. So if you needed tchilaso b'kashrus, which is what the Rashbam sounds like, I think l'shitaso. Because he thinks he has kovea for shemaid, right? So then it still wouldn't help you. But if the din is that it can't be tchilaso b'paslus, but it can be tchilaso lo b'kashrus, so then what happens is what the Rimi Gash describes, which is, right, he wasn't an aid, he wasn't pasul, he wasn't kosher, he became an aid b'shas haggadah for the first time, or went once he, you know, was nisrachek, or once he was nishtafe for the first time. So that's the Rimi Gash. So this is the yesod that b'mekai medaber akasa medaber elameata hara yatzil nera yatzir ove yatzir nirva yatzil. The Gemara says no b'mekai medaber akasa medaber. How does the Rimi Gash read it? A baldavar is not an eid pasul that you could say batla mitzasa batla kula about. Just like a baldavar is not an eid pasul that you could say tchilasa b'pasulus about. I should also mention that Tosis and Nida answers the question of of the Salka Beitrei Minayu in a different way. Tosafot there says, I don't know, look carefully at the Gemara. It says Vili Salka Beitrei Minayu Vili Daini. Doesn't say Vili Su'udi. The din of Tchilasa Vesofa Bekashrus is only a din in Eidus, it's not a din in Dayanus. That's an interesting issue. Normally we say Kala Kosher Ladun Kosher Lahoid Kala Pasul Lahayit is pasul adun, meaning we have a kosher gain. Yeah, but that has nothing to do with tchilas of sofa b'kashrus. Is that's la'atid? That's going forward. By which he means that's a shear in the hierarchy of psulim. The problem with tchilas of sofa b'kashrus is just irrelevant to dayanus because it's not about negius or you know it's about it's a special din in edus, you know, about being an aid mitchila. Okay, so this idea that there's a difference between a baldavar and an eid pasul, then there becomes a fascinating sub-issue. How do you define a baldavar? Because the case in Makos is b'mekai medavar kasam harog, nerag, roveya, nirva. Understandably, those are the ultimate bali dvar. They're the primary, protagonists in the case. But what about somebody who has a financial interest, like Lova Rosha, or even a more remote interest, even one that is eclipsed, like Lova Rosha Vilayisha? That's enough of an Egeus to be a Baldavar, right? Or he's not the primary protagonist, but he has a financial interest. We'll see in a moment. Like Ploni Ba Al Shori, right? Adam Eitzel Mamono, right? Is there still a din of Negius that is separate from din of Baldavar? That's an interesting question in the sugya in second parak of Kiddushin. Where the Gemara discusses whether Shliach Nasa Eid, sugya there, the Ritva in particular discusses this issue, and the Kiddush around in Sanhedrin here, on Daf Tes, and another, the Poskim, what is a Baldavar? The Rambam, when he talks about Nogeya Badavar, uses the same language as the Rimi Gash, when he describes Baldavar, when he talks about the interest in Mamon making you a party. We were talking about the other day the Rambam being influenced by the language of the Rimi Gash and Eidos. Here's another example of it, when the Rambam has a formulation of Nogea Badavar is based on these two Rimi Gash. Anyways, this idea of the Rimi Gash, B'nekai Medavar, is also more popularly known as Shitas Harayvin. The Shitas Harayvin is in the reading of the Gemara here on Tesamid Beis to Yudam and Aleph, but there's an added important wrinkle. So, Noah, just very quickly, you want to read? Did you read the Gemara? You see this Gemara, Tesamid Beis to Yudam and Aleph? Were that? Who did? Okay, go ahead. The other Rabbi, Rav Yosef, go ahead. And I hope we'll have time to elaborate a little more.
Rav Yosef,
No.
Oh, sorry.
Ploni Ravao Laonso.
Ploni Ravao Laonso.
So this is a fascinating halacha already, namely that the victim can be an aid, right? Because you would have thought that the victim is also a baldavar, no gabadavar, right? This is an interesting issue in general, right? Is there a difference between rovea nirva, haroga nerag, right? Rishonim discusses, right? To what extent are you, when you're a victim, also objective and detached regarding the criminal, as long as you're not being made on your part of it? So the Gemara seems to say here that a nirva leonso can be made. Okay, keep going. But lirtsono, al tashitz rasha aid. So the problem is that he's a, if you believe him, he's a rasha, and therefore we can't believe. It's not a problem of his negios or his kurva liatzmo. Okay, keep going. Rav Amar.
No, Adam Kar eats a lotzmo. Another makes a lotzmo rasha.
Oh, which means what?
Well, we're left wondering. I mean, what exactly?
What the relationship is between those two things? Let's say God Rashi for the moment. Rashi thinks that they're connected. Adam Karav Le'atzmo is the reason why Eina Demesim Atzmo Rasha. Tosis and others discuss this more fully, which hopefully we'll get a chance at some point. Very interesting topic. But basically, so what does that leave you with?
Since there's no problem of Eina Demesim Atzmo Rasha, we could accept this testimony. I mean, with Palgin Dibure.
So we say Palgin on Dibure, even though the Gemara doesn't say that here, but the Gemara is going to say it in the next line. We say Palgin, and this is a very fascinating halacha, that even though we don't believe him vis-a-vis himself, right, he is still believed, we say Palgin and Dibure, on the other part. Okay. Amar Rava. Yeah. So same case, but instead of Al Atzmi, it's Al Ishti. Yeah. The Kavina Bidibura, which proves that the previous is based on Pagina Bidibura. Okay. It's the same thing. What do we need it for? Okay. Mao the same. So this, of course, is a very difficult line. So Rashi interprets the first case that we apply Pagina Dibure, even though he's Karov Liatzma, which is what the language of the Gemara is. Right? Rashi says. Even though he's karov, fine. What about balishto? The fisher karov hu etzla. So what? The havamina was that you don't say pagin dibur because it's not karov etzla. So Rashi has a good line here where he says, "Go ahead, adam karov leinyan palginan." Go ahead. Behold, mehem and ahu dibura lemiktale lechavre liktelu namelididok kamasha. Why is this leinyan? Right. It bought basically Tosis. Keep look at Tosis for a minute. It's a lishta lo amrinan. No. About snisani. Bezeborer.
Yeah.
Right. The baal kishto. Leinedus. Meaning what? What are you talking about there? How can there be a havamina that a baal is not a karav legabi ishto to be pasal leinedus? Yeah, so kadai techacha, the machmas, go ahead. So this is also implied by Rashi, when Rashi says, mehem ahu dibur lemiktele lechavre, liktelu anami lidida kamashmalan. Meaning, what's different between this and the Mishnah, according to Tosas and according to Rashi? That we say what? Migu de chayli, let's put it this way, call it this. Migu de chayli ahai, chayli ahai. In other words, if you just had a din Torah which involved edus on a person's wife, right, he would certainly be pasul, lekula alma, there wouldn't be a habamin in the Gemara. Since in this case, he's kosher leinyan the boel, so you might say, migu de chayli ahai, what kind of business is that? That's strange, right? What does it mean? What does it sound like it means? At least according to Rashi and Tosas. Robbie?
I'm a home guru, but...
Okay, you want to share?
Especially with Shitas Rashi, the Iker, and in any case of a Raios, the Baal, the Isha comes along with the Isha, the Baal, the Sarah of Isha.
Okay, but let's say he was...
By definition, she automatically gets included as a double.
Let's say he didn't know who the Boel was, and there was no Edus on a Boel. She'd be puzzled. He'd be puzzled to be made on her.
Right.
So
when we have two parties in the case, he takes over as the Iker.
Oh, when only when? But if he's unnamed, then that doesn't change her passivity in the case. I mean, I hear it, but I think that's relevant to the question of how can the victim not be a Baldubber, which we'll get to. I mean, the question of Ravan Nirvad and so on, but as opposed to Nerag, let's say, and things of that sort. But, yeah? It's a different kind of psalm, namely, just to elaborate a little more, correct? Kind of, and just to make it even a little bit clearer, that the way that this psul expresses, it's not a psul gavra, it's a psul of Kabbalah Seydus, or it's a psul that expresses itself in Kabbalah Seydus, kind of what we said before. So since it expresses itself in Kabbalah Seydus, as long as you can get it into the system in the back door, that's fine too, right? So that's migu de chayli ahai means, you know, we're opening up a file on the name of the boel. Once it's in the system, it's okay, because it's not a chefza shel psoledus. It's a kabbalah seidus problem. We're not going to be makabaledus against your wife. But if it's only about din Torah about her, there's no other file to open. We won't do it. Migu de chayli ahai. That kind of seems to be the idea behind Rashi and Tosis. Then the Gemara goes on. Well, how do you continue this Gemara? You started in the wrong place. So now I want to see if you know how to continue. I already gave it away. I should just let you read. Right? If I let you read, what would you have said next?
Gave also last time, so.
No, if I had just let you read, what would you have said next?
Gone to the shore, similar case with the shore.
I mean, even if I had just let you read, you on your own would have skipped the several lines in the Gemara.
I did that in Washington.
Okay. I'm just curious.
Yeah.
Okay. So, I guess we'll never know.
Anyway.
But what one should do in this particular case is skip a couple of lines.
No.
Okay, that's just a Tos Al Yedei Adom.
Yeah.
Yeah, what's going on? Do we say the same kind of thing? Right?
Yeah.
Except here, the idea that it's a kind of negius as opposed to a psul gavra karov becomes even stronger because we're talking about a shore, not a wife or a self, right? Okay. So what's really the question? Basa debai hader pashta, adam karvet sol atzmo, ve'en adam karvet sol mamono. So what does Rashi say this means? La halacha? Was she tasso before? What does it mean? And therefore? Well, what? We'll believe, we'll accept his testimony. Right? You'll kill them both. Okay, good. Meaning why? Rashi asks the question, but don't we have a read the pertinent line in the middle of the Rashi? Go ahead. What's the pertinent line in the middle of the Rashi? Hoder Pashta, right? Rashi says, V'chi amrinam b'tmura. Hoder Pashto, Rashi says, starts off, Lo minan adam karvetzel mamono, linyan palgi dibur v'ashar yisakel. Good. Then he says, V'chi amrinam b'tmura. Aye, it says in tmura, Oveo nirval pi abaylim, osir legavoa, umuta lehedjo. We don't accept, you can't be made against your shore, a nirva. If you have a shore that was nirva, you can't be made. De eno niskal. This is the equivalent of Tosis asking the question about Isha and the Havamina. But now Rashi's asking the question about Shor, it's stronger because it's in the Maskana. Meaning this conclusion is totally against the Sugya and Tmura. The answer is, Hani Mili, go ahead. Hani Mili. Meaning, it's true the Gemara says in Tmura you can't be made directly against your behemah as a nirva. But migu dechayli ahai, chayli ahai. Right?
That's why I thought the Rashi Mahu was a little more sneaky, because he says Ploni vada miktil. And I said there's no question that we're going to kill Ploni.
Yeah, okay. Oh, okay. But that's just, anyway, that's what she tells him in the whole sukkah. Okay. We'll get to that in a second. Okay. So basically, what ends up, the Gemara knows that Ploni, Ravani, Lirtsoni, you say Palginan. The Gemara had a Havamina that Ploni, Rava, Beratzon, Es Ishti, or Beratzona, Es Ishti, Right? The Gemara wasn't sure, but concluded we do say palginon. Correct? And the Gemara's conclusion is when it comes to Ploni, Rava, Eshori, right, then certainly we do not say palginon at all. And this is the psak, who has a Rambam? Open? This is the psak of the Rambam. Correct? The Ravid says, what's the psak of the Rambam about Shor? That's the one that's clearest.
Doesn't he say forego the only by Shor?
Go ahead. Yeah, go ahead. Correct. And what does the Ravid say? So the Ravid read the Gemara exactly opposite. In our Gemara, according to Rashi, according to Tosa, according to the Rambam, the two options that are being discussed are whether or not we say Palginan Dibure, or whether we say Migu de Chayli Ahai, Chayli Ahai. Correct? According to the Ravid, and what, who's the Tovim Bimenu? I guess either the Rimigash or his father-in-law, Shver. Right? That's nice. Right? Anyways, pass that on. You know. How does he reading the Gemara? The issue in the Gemara is whether you say Palgina Dibure, or whether you say Edus Shabatla Miktasa, Batla Kula. So what's the Gemara really saying? The Gemara never ever thought, this is also important, the Gemara never thought that if you're an Ogeya B'davar, that we'll say Migu D'Chayli Ahai, Chayli Ahai. It's the opposite. The Gemara thought, right, that maybe if you are Pasli Edus, we should extend that and say Batla Miktasa, Batla Kula, even about the party that you're not kushed, that you're not puzzled to. That's what the Ravid said. Therefore, Ploni ba al Shori, the halacha is Edus Shabbat Mitzasa Batla Kula. Even the Ploni gets off scot free. So, how do you read the Gemara? What's really going on in the Gemara? So, what's happening apparently is this: the Gemara is wondering whether or not where you draw the line between being a Baal Davar, who is Mufka Mi'edus, and what is considered to be Karov Liatzmo, which is an apostle. So this is exactly what the Gemara is saying. The Gemara is saying the default, and this is the added Chiddush of the Ravid and Rabbi Avad, is that the din of Edus Shabbat Mutasa Batla Kula, which we know from the Mishnah, Nimtza Echad Mehem, Karov Apostle, is a din in a Gavra, a puzzle who's mixed into the cot, and then we just discussed just because he's a shemaid, because he's tziruf, what do you need for tziruf? Is it riya? Is it kabana? Is it, I didn't get to this, but somebody showed him chachmei svarad, his minuo soli edus, maybe the haggadah is part of the tziruf, whatever it is, whatever you need for batla mitzasa, batla kula, right? That's the din. But let's say you had a psul edus, not the gavra edim, but part of the chepta shaleh. They testify about something that has two components or multiple full components, one component of which is not acceptable because it's edus psul. Not because they're gavra psul, because then nothing would be acceptable, but vis-a-vis one component, there's a psul korva or negius. So will you say about the chepta shaledus, batla mitzasa, batla kula? Ah, so that conflicts, in theory, with another category in halacha called palginan dibure. Because what is palginan dibure? Palginan dibure means there are more than one case of palginan. We discussed this last year. It's relevant to our shavi nafshe chaticha di isura discussion of Junzman last year, for whoever was here, right? You know, what happens when there are multiple applications right? Some of which, you know, have different standards or are subject to different disqualifications. When will you say palgita? Do you only say palgita dibura when you can edit it out? What's the relationship between palgina and dibure, and what Rabbi Kiveger kind of branded as palgina nemanus? Right, palgina dibure means you edit it. It has to be editable usually to edit it. Oh, you know, cut off a statement here and not read any further. Or maybe you can do creative editing, you know, also. Palgina nemanus means we believe this statement, it's one statement, we're not editing the statement, we're editing the application. We believe it vis-a-vis this, we don't believe it vis-a-vis that. That's called palgina nemanus. Here, I'm not interested in the chiluk of palgina dibura and palgina nemanus right now. What I'm saying is, according to the Ravid, Udi'imei, Ravi Abad, Udi'imei, and it sounds a little bit like, certainly like this in the Havamina and the Gemara in Bava Kama, Dafayin Gimel, the sugya of, you know, Hazama, Hakhasha Tchilas Hazama, there too, the Gemara, and also in the Gemara in Gittin, which I gave you to look at. In those two Gemaras, it also seems like there may be a notion of Batla Maktasa, Batla Kula, in the Chafsa Shal Edus, not just in the Gavra, Edim, and in the Kat. Although you might say that's exactly what the Gemara means, Lamaskana, that it's wrong in those places. Maybe that's why it's wrong. The Ravid and the Rabbi Abad thought that even the halacha, there's a din of batla mitzasa batla kula in the cheftza shel edus. So then when do you say palginan dibure, and when do you say batla mitzasa batla kula in the cheftza shel edus? So their answer is, whenever you have psul, you say batla mitzasa batla kula. Whenever you have a baldabar who's mufka mi edus, you say palginan, that's what palginan dibure means. So when I say ploni rivao, or ploni rivani leonsi, say it easier, right? The answer is what I'm saying about him is edus. And what I'm saying about myself isn't edus psul, according to the Ravid, it's baldavar. And therefore we say palgina dibure. But when I say it about ishti, is it still baldavar? Bal ki ishto? Or is that odom karov? After all, and that goes to Tosis' point, right? Tosis, there's an explicit Mishnah in Zaborer that Isha, he's pasul edus, it's kurva. The answer is, yes. If it's kurva, it's bat mitzasa bat lakula, and then even the Roveya gets off. And that's the halacha in Shor. Because that ends up, the Gemara wants to know, al maisa shoro, that's baldavar because of his stake? Right? Or is there a difference also between having a financial interest in a case and where your financial property is one of the protagonists? That's kind of the chiluk that Chidush Aran and Sanhedrin suggest. What's nogea, which is a psul? Is every nogea baldavar? And what is a baldavar? But what ends up being, according to the Ravid and the Rimigash, and they build it on, bimekaime davar akasa badaver. They build it on reading that line in the Gemara in Makos, that there's a chiluk between a psul and somebody who's mufka meidus, yeah.
This is even more though, because they're also adding the fact that you could have edus baldavar just on the testimony, not on the gavra.
What do you mean?
You're able to make one statement and then say that one of the testimonies is edus baldavar.
I mean, le'inyan, that's what we mean by pagin and nemanus.
I think that's going further than the Rimigash.
Could be. Well, they're the Rimigash, as far as we know, didn't apply this to cheftza shel edus. He only applied it to tchilas of asofa bekashrus and batla mitzasa batla kula. The Gavra, the Chiddush of the Ravid, is also to apply this to Cheftza Shel Edus. I see I'm going to have to, I guess, stop. But there's a lot more here, obviously. I've just mentioned one other thing just to put this together. So in light of all, again, the possibility of distinguishing between Shtar, anybody find the language of the Otsar Gonim, if we could just get it on the record? And quoted in Sanhedrin, Tesim and Aleph, that maybe Edus B'Shtar we hold like Rabiosi? No one got to it? Okay, look it up, or Ben Yona Elios. I just want to remind everybody. I'm sorry, that's how he reads the Gemara in Bava Basra. Yeah, but I'm just saying I'm just saying he reads it that way as a fundamental halacha. I think because it invokes. Right, you're right. Say it that way better. Whereas the other Rishonim understand it in a technical way, as a result, not as a mechayiv, and that's why they think it's based on umdana, what people meant, what they had in mind, and so on. Right, he's zeroing in on the language, but for that reason. Also, just to remind everybody about Dayan, right? The Mishnah Melech had the Safek, whether we say Batla Mitzasa, Batla Kula, and Dayanim, right? And where's it? Perik Tezayin Hilchoseidus. The Ksos, if you remember, you know, wanted to bring a Raya in Simid Lamed Vav. For sure, we don't say that from Rabacha Brei Drabika, who says that, you know, Chad Gomir and Trey had Yotos. So obviously, we don't say Batla Mitzasa, Batla Kula. I was making the point at the time that maybe that's not such a good raya, because maybe that's the yesod. Really, only need one according to Rabacha Brei Drabika, or even if midrabanan you need three, but that's the configuration lechatchila. So you can't bring a raya for Rabacha Brei Drabika. The question would be more according to Rava or in any daraisa requirement of three or multiple dayanim. But in terms of the equivalence of the principle, which is this about, you know, individual dayanim, or is it about, you know, the unit of a bezdin, which is a topic that we've been discussing all year? That would be a kind of, you know, the equivalent of a kat. That would be very relevant, and there you might be mechalik between mamonis and nefashos, you know, some of the distinctions that apply here as well. You would apply in perhaps in parallel manner. Anyways, I'm sorry we can't go into some of the other pratim. We'll leave it at this. You know, wish everybody hatzlacha, tzadik v'china, and hopefully we'll pick up with a little bit more of these topics, but we'll try to do them very quickly, and then Zavla and Kiblu. Does June begin in June? I asked you. June begins in June, or June begins in May?
I think June 1st.
Oh, June 1st.
Also got a problem with Ori that Sos, meaning she says Rebbe pointed out that he's not ashamed of dying. So that's why you made me have to apply Mintah.
And not being ashamed is not only in Baldavar, but certain Psulim, in other words,
right,
are greater Hafkos.
Well, that's how Rebbe rejected it, so maybe the Sos is.
Yeah, 100%.
Also, I was trying to think at the end, to expand upon this. Do you think like the Svara of Rebbe Gash is that it just needs to be, you know, subjectified?